back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, it happened. Donald Trump, and I had been waiting for this, believe it or not, Donald Trump has now linked his campaign against the November 3rd election, falsely alleging election fraud, and vaccination. He's become an anti-vaxxer, even though he snuck in and got himself vaccinated and didn't tell anybody and tried to conceal it. So did Melania. Now, you know, there's hypocrisy and there's hypocrisy. And up until now, he's done a dance. He hasn't really, he's pandered to the anti-vaxxers because he knows they're part of his base, but it hasn't been the focus of what he says. Well, now here's what he said. He just said the other day, quote, "People are refusing to take the vaccine because they don't trust the administration. They don't trust the vaccine." Linking it into the lack of trust of the administration and the election. Now, here are a couple of facts. He himself got vaccinated. And he didn't let anybody know. He didn't invite the cameras in to watch him get vaccinated so that his followers would do it. He's ashamed of it. Ashamed of it because he knows that a lot of his people are not getting vaccinated because they think that's what he wants. And when he got COVID back in the fall, remember, he couldn't come to one of the presidential debates as a result. And he stood there and took off his mask. He forced the Secret Service to drive around the block in a sealed car. A number of Secret Service agents got COVID, by the way, because of proximity to him. Deliberately infected them. Deliberately had West Point order its cadets back so that he could give a speech in person. This is before vaccines, and some of them got COVID. Whereas Annapolis and the other military academies did virtual graduations for safety. He would deliberately infect people, deliberately infect them for showmanship. But he has seen, as everybody else has seen, that this rise, this surge in anti-vaxxing really has a large overlay with his base. They also tend to be the people who say that the election was fraudulent. And now he's starting to tie it together. We don't trust the Biden administration. We don't trust their voting. And it's not their voting. Are you kidding me? Biden wasn't president. These were largely Republican voting mechanisms in the 50 states. The majority of secretaries of state and governors are Republicans. Do you know that? The majority, more than 25 in each. But they were honest. They administered the election honestly. And he's attacking them, pinning on this administration, saying people are refusing now to take the vaccine because they don't trust this administration. Now they don't trust the vaccine. That is a prescription for death, for ventilators, for infection. And he himself took care of himself by getting vaccinated. Most of the people that follow him don't think he was vaccinated because he had COVID, took his mask off, and he rode around the block before he collapsed into bed. You know, people are going to die because of that. Vaccine or infections in anti-vaccine states, largely southern and red states, have gone up, spreading into California. California has now mandated masks even for vaccinated people indoors. Because a vaccinated person, even though they may get out of it okay, can carry the virus and infect unvaccinated people. And we don't want that. We're very close to herd immunity, but Trump is a major obstacle to herd immunity. And that is it's a terrible thing. You know, there's a guy that hit it right, hit the nail on the head, pardon me, Miles Taylor, former Homeland Security official in the Trump administration, Trump guy. He recently said, quote, "The Republican Party is the number one security threat to the democracy of the United States. My party, bigger threat than ISIS or Russia." I'm going to read that again. Miles Taylor, Republican, stalwart Republican, former Homeland Security official in the Trump administration, on the Trump team, just recently said, quote, "The Republican Party is the number one security threat to the democracy of the United States. My party, bigger than ISIS or Russia." Now, by that, here's what he meant. ISIS is violent. There's some violence in the Republican Party, but obviously ISIS is far worse. And jihad is an ultimate enemy of the United States, like communism. Russia supposedly gave up communism under Yeltsin, but it turned to organized crime, which has all the characteristics of communism, which is theft by the leaders, repression, murder, sadism, authoritarian control of the country. And as bad as that is, at least they're a defined enemy. ISIS and Russia are defined enemies. We can bomb people if we have to. We can do this, we can do that, and through diplomacy, isolate them. But the Republican Party is us. It's half of us, roughly half of us. And when we are split, a house divided against itself cannot stand, as Abraham Lincoln said. And that's why Miles Taylor, and this is a sad, sad statement, said that the Republican Party is the number one security threat to the democracy of the United States, my party, bigger than ISIS or Russia. The good news is that we are the greatest country in the history of the world. Our ascendancy, our power, our example around the world are essential to the maintenance of a decent world order and to Western civilization. We have a constitution that we follow that is really the soul of the country. We have an honest military that stays out of politics. We have a media that is not intimidated. We have a sound economy. And this too shall pass. But anybody who thinks that somehow that, well, this is just a dispute between parties. The Republican Party has been co-opted by the Trump cult. And it is a threat to democracy. And this is coming from Miles Taylor, a Republican, not Matt Flynn, a Democrat. Coming from Miles Taylor. And there's, well, and you take a look at Arizona. Arizona County election officials, it doesn't matter what they say, apparently, they just came out and said they've ID'd fewer than 200 cases of potential voter fraud out of more than 3 million votes cast on November 3rd, 2020. Fewer than 200 cases out of 3 million, only 182 cases were clear enough to refer to investigation. 4 cases led to charges. No one has been convicted and no vote was counted twice. Usually what happens, what has happened, and frequently is Republicans, they'll own a vacation home somewhere in their regular home, they vote in both places. That's a felony. Most people may not even realize that. They feel, well, I pay property taxes, I can vote. Another very common thing is your mother fills out her ballot for you to bring back to the drop box and she dies. You fill in the date and you bring it down there and drop it because that's what she wanted. But the date is after she died and you've committed a felony. Somebody dies and you have their ballot and they haven't voted yet. Don't do it. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. This is out of 3 million votes in Arizona, more than 3 million votes. And 4 cases have led to charges like those kinds of charges. And yet they go around. Trump goes around. Kevin McCarthy goes around saying that there's widespread fraud. Not only is there not widespread fraud, there's no fraud. I think that somebody who votes in a vacation home and his own home in the same election shouldn't do it. It's against the law. I also do not think that's an example of widespread fraud. I think that somebody whose mom dies, but her ballot came in the mail and her mom's an ardent Republican or Democrat, and you fill out the ballot as she wanted it, maybe she tells you how to do it with her dying breath. And then you drop it in a drop box. You shouldn't do it, but that's not widespread fraud. That's not widespread voter fraud to overturn an election. And when Trump says that, Kevin McCarthy says that, and the rest of them say that, what they're doing is just tearing down the United States. Tearing down the United States. Some people are pushing back. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene stripped of her committee assignments. Matt Gaetz under investigation for trafficking, have tried to do a rally, a MAGA type rally in California. Three venues have canceled them. So we don't want this kind of garbage in our venue. We don't want, you know, we're not taking your money, three of them. So now you know what they're going to do? They're going to hold a protest, they call it, out in the street to protest that they won't be allowed in these venues. This fight's going on. I take no pleasure in saying it. I have a duty to say it. We will survive. We have got to heal this rift. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. A lot of great call-ins, as always. Back in the saddle. Great week coming up. Great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram, a great show. Great evening program. Great weekend programming. Centerpiece is Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. So, Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.